今年新高考应届的数学成绩出来了。
The results of this year's new high school entrance exam with one paper have come out.
720万。
7,200,000.
考卷里面满分。
The highest score among the candidates.
只有一个，浙江的许可。
Only one license in Zhejiang.
150分，整张卷子啊零失误。
150 points, no mistakes.
现在全网都在膜拜天才。
Everyone on the internet is worshipping geniuses.
但我看完他的采访。
But after watching his interview,
真正让我心头一震的。
What truly shocked me was,
反而是他随口说出的一句话。
It was instead a sentence he casually said.
因为啊，在整整20年之前。
Because 20 years ago,
我说过一句跟他完全相反的话。
I said something that was completely opposite to his.
先说这个满分有多难。
Let's start with how difficult it is to get a perfect score.
今年的数学一卷，反套路。反押题，压轴题的逻辑链长到离谱，整张试卷的难度啊。
The logic chain of the top level question in this year's math exam, which is a reverse thinking and reverse pressure question, is often so bizarre that it makes the entire exam difficult.
仅次于被称为地狱级的2022年。
Following the infamous 2022,
就连江苏这样的高考大省，
even in a province like Jiangsu, which is a major exam center,
今年数学最高分也不过142，许可150，出分呢？
This year, the highest score in mathematics was only 142, with 150 as the maximum score.
那天啊，全校沸腾。
That day, the whole school was buzzing with excitement.
但他本人呢，毫无波澜。
But he himself remained calm.
因为考完那一刻。
Because at that moment,
他就给自己。估了满分。
He estimated his own score.
但我翻了他的简历。
But I looked at his resume.
发现了一个几乎没人注意到的细节。
I discovered a detail that almost no one noticed.
去年的全国数学奥赛 CMO, 他排到全国第167名。
In the 2022 National Mathematical Olympiad, he ranked 167th nationwide.
也就是说，
That is to say,
单凭数学天赋，全国呀，
Just relying on mathematical talent nationwide,
至少有166个同龄人，
At least 166 peers.
大概是排在他前面。
Probably he was ahead of him.
那问题来了。
That's the problem.
凭什么是他在高考的时候拿了唯一的满分？
How could he have gotten the only perfect score in the college entrance exam?
我不急着给答案。
I don't rush to give an answer.
先讲讲我自己的故事。
Let me tell you about my own story.
2006年
2006.
我和另外5位同学一起代表中国参加国际数学奥林匹克。
I and 5 other classmates represented China in the International Mathematical Olympiad.
也就是 IMO. 出发前有人问我目标是什么。
What did I want to achieve from the IMO?
我当时啊，年少轻狂。
I was young and foolish back then.
说的很简单。
It's simple to say.
世界第一。半个月后。
In about a month.
我真的拿到了满分金牌。
I really got a gold medal.
那一年，全世界只有3个满分。
That year, there were only three perfect scores in the world.
中国队六个人，满分只有我一个。
Six people from the Chinese team, only one of them got full marks.
你看，我和许可一样。
Look, I'm like you and Lixing.
都在一张极难的卷子上拿到了满分。
They all got full marks on the difficult exam.
但我们啊，有一个地方完全相反。
But we have a place that is completely opposite.
许可接受
Except
采访时说
In an interview he said
我没设定什么宏大的目标
I didn't set any grand goals
就是一直努力
Just keep working hard
每一天每一道题都不松懈
Don't slack off every day
很多人觉得这是谦虚
Many people think this is modesty
但我知道不是
But I know it's not
因为我太清楚
Because I know it too well
死盯着一个宏大的目标是什么滋味
What is the taste of staring at a grand goal
如果你很执着于这个目标
If you are very persistent in this goal
你的心会紧张
Your heart will be tense
你的动作会变形
Your actions will be distorted
你会患得患失
You will be anxious
我的数学教练也告诉我
My math tutor also told me
要求战
Demand a fight
而不要求胜求战
Not requiring victory or defeat
就是回到当下，享受做每一道题的过程。
Just go back to the present and enjoy the process of doing each question.
而求胜呢，是紧盯着对错。
And seeking goodness is to constantly observe right and wrong.
紧盯着最终的结果。
Keep a close watch on the final result.
但许可。在18岁这年
But in 18 years
他已经展现出了一种通透
He has shown a sense of clarity
他没有把精力啊消耗在对结果的执念上
He didn't waste his energy on the obsession with the outcome
这就解释了为什么满分的人是他高考数学考到最后拼的不只是谁的智商更高
This explains why the person who scored the highest is not just about who has a higher IQ, but also about how hard someone works.
更是极其恐怖的精准度。
It is also extremely accurate.
限时两小时,150分零失误。
Limited to 2 hours, 150 minutes, and no errors.
意味着每一次运算
Each operation
每一步推导都不能有一丝的变形
Each step of the derivation must be absolutely consistent Well
有人看我今年直播讲高考题就问我
Someone saw me talking about college entrance exam questions on live stream and asked me
如果今年你参加高考还能得满分吗？
Can you still get a perfect score in the Gaokao this year if you participate?
我的答案是不能，因为啊，太久没有练习了。
My answer is no, because I haven't practiced for too long.
状态早就不比当年了。
The state of affairs has changed a lot since then.
真要到了考场上。
If it really comes to that,
今年我没有信心拿满分，许可。
This year, I don't have confidence in getting a full score.
那句每一天都不松懈。
Every day, I don't slack off.
恰恰就是答案。
That's the answer.
当一个人呢，在考场上没有任何的包袱。
When a person is in the exam hall without any burden.
完全沉浸在数字和逻辑之中
completely immersed in numbers and logic.
他的心力啊，才是最专注的。
His mind was the most focused.
他所有的经历都化作了。
All his experiences have been transformed into
比肩下毫无破绽的飞岛。
The most perfect and flawless collapse.
再次祝贺这位满分少年。
Congratulations again to this outstanding student.
他比当年的我更加平静从容。
He was more calm and composed than I was back then.
没有宏大的目标。
Without a grand goal.
只有纯粹的热爱。
Only pure love.
我相信数学这一条路。
I believe in the path of mathematics.
它一定会越走越宽。
It will definitely get wider and wider.
越走越远。
The further you go, the further you go.